Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may know you, love you, and serve you. We ask that we may worship you. We ask that we may be humble before you, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Friday of the 19th week of Ordinary Time. Of course, we're just getting ready to go into the weekend, which obviously, even I can figure this out, as bad as my math is the 20th Sunday of Ordinary Time. You know, we've been looking at saints all week, and we haven't looked at any of the readings, but the readings this week have been from Ezekiel. And Ezekiel is a powerful reading where you really see what's going on is Ezekiel is speaking to the people who have completely turned away from the Lord. You can see this in Jeremiah too. So it's kind of an interesting thing I was listening to the other day, and this was actually last week. And it's something that I've been saying for a while, and it's something that Dennis Prager happened to say, and he's been saying things like this for a lot longer than a while than I have, obviously. But I happened to hear this, and it's like, wow, this is almost exactly what I say, and this is almost exactly what he said. And Dennis Prager, of course, is Jewish, and he's very much rooted in the Jewish scriptures, obviously. He is a devout Jew. And so when you're looking at the story of the prophets, he understands the prophets probably better, obviously better than most other people, and clearly more than me, obviously. But one of the things he brought out last week was that when a people who is committed to the Lord turns away from the Lord, they become pagan. They embrace pagan practices. This is exactly what you see in Ezekiel. Now, one of the things I said last week, which is something for us to keep in mind, I said it on the other show last week, and that is a lot of people are lamenting about the way everything's going on in our world, and they're lamenting, and they're angry, and they're upset, and they're saying our country isn't the same as it was, our world has changed, and everything has gone south in a lot of ways. And I said, hold on. A lot of what you are seeing is proof of what we believe. See, a lot of people are looking for proof of what we believe by saying, well, I'll believe in God when Jesus himself appears in front of me and says, hi, I'm Jesus. And of course, that's not going to happen. And for a lot of reasons, it's not going to happen. And so one of the things that we can see in understanding that is that I said last week, if you understand this is what you're looking at, then you also understand what you're looking at is proof of what we believe. If everything we believe is true, then you're witnessing what would happen if what we believe is true. And what happens, and this is something Dennis Prager said, this sentence coming up, is that our society is turning pagan. Well, that's exactly what happens when you reject, we'll say, the covenant with the Lord. Your society turns pagan. Why? Because we believe in original sin. You see, remember that deception that the devil gives in Genesis. Now, keep in mind that I know there are people who are listening that believe in Genesis to be literally true, and I know there are people who are listening that believe in Genesis to be spiritual truth. So, and they may not believe it's literally, meaning literally true in the material world, but clearly true in the spiritual world. And what you're going to find is, what is the promise of the devil? The promise of the devil is that you will be like gods. In my book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, which you can find through CatholicAudioMedia.com, you will learn that I say that that was what appears to be the devil's promise, but it's the devil's curse. And by that I mean is that we are not gods, and therefore if we try to become like gods, we will create disaster. And we've seen that. I mean, a week ago tomorrow is the anniversary, or was the anniversary, of dropping the bomb on Hiroshima. Clear disaster. Yet many people will say this brought the end of World War II. Okay, but still, you can't say that. You can say that it brought the end of World War II, but you can't say that dropping the bomb wasn't still a horrible thing. Even if you want to say that it brought an end to worse evils, okay, but you have to remember that all of this is tied into evil. And where does evil come from? Evil is the privation of the good, as St. Augustine taught. When we turn from the Lord, where do we go? We go, if God is light, where do we go? We go into darkness. Why? Because we're walking away from the source of light. So if God is good, where do we go? We walk away from the source of goodness, and we walk away from the source of goodness. Where do we go? We go into that which is not good. So we're understanding that. So what's happened in Ezekiel, we're seeing that principle. People are turning away from the Lord. So what you are watching in our world today is exactly that. People turning and saying, we don't have to believe in God anymore. We can believe in whatever. And most people say we can believe in science. But by doing that, you're not walking into a greater elevation of humanity. You're walking back into what Dennis Prager said, which is so true. You're walking back into paganism, scientific paganism, but paganism nevertheless. And this is what Ezekiel brings out. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can connect to the parish, St. Anthony in Allston. You can also find us at stanthonyallston.org, stanthonyallston.org. You can also send us feedback, check out the website for the show, check out the Substack newsletter, check out all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So you can see this in Ezekiel. Through Ezekiel, the Lord is lamenting to the Jews because they have abandoned his ways. And where do they go? They don't go into greater things. They go away from greater things. They go into paganism, which means they go into a regressing into the pagan ways. And this is very similar to what we're seeing in our world today. We're seeing a regressing into pagan ways. There's been warnings coming out of, not so much prophetic warnings, so to speak, but warnings coming out from people who are not in the Western world, saying the Western world is going south. I don't want to be as graphic as some people say, but that's what they're saying, that the Western world is going the Western. And what is happening is because we've rejected Christian values here in the Western world, what's happening is we're turning to be more pagan. And remember, when we turned away from being pagan, that was when humanity really developed. Now, one of the things to keep in mind is that the Jews were specially chosen to be the avenue of bringing the message of God, that there is one God, and that God is everything the Jews teach us. He is the creator of the world. He is everything else. And that all came from the Jews. We see through the Jews that Jesus arrives and teaches us this great, powerful teaching of who we truly are. And then the Holy Spirit comes. But all of that begins with the Jews. So here we go back to Ezekiel, when the Jews, and this is literally the Jews from Judah, because remember, Israel is gone at this point. The Jews from Judah who have turned away from the Lord, and the Lord has said, you have abandoned me. And he uses another term, adultery. You are following other gods. gods, which they literally were. And again, he is going to call them back. Now, the only way he can call them back is what ultimately happens, which is a powerful message that the Lord makes to the Jews. And that is when they are removed from their land because they see being on their land, being at a sovereign nation, is a sign of the blessing of God. When they remove from their land, that's how he gets their attention, which ultimately happens to the Jews. They removed from King Nebuchadnezzar removes them from the land in a very graphically stark way, the movers and shakers, and brings them into the Babylonian exile. So we see all that happen. Why? Because the Lord has to give a special message to them. You've turned away from me. That's going to create disaster for you and for all of humanity. I have to get your attention and then put you back, which ultimately he does through Cyrus the Persian. You know, one of the things that we as Catholics don't believe in, and some, not all Christians believe it, and some do, is they believe that this nation has a special calling by God to be the new Jerusalem. It's the city on the hill. No, we as Catholics don't necessarily believe that, but if you accept that even for a millisecond, then you have to realize that a responsibility comes with that. But we believe that the church has become the new Jerusalem, and therefore there's a responsibility that comes from that. And if you are not faithful to the Lord, then the Lord's judgment will come. And clearly, I think that's one of the things that's going on in the Catholic Church, that the Lord's judgment has come, which means everyone should realize if this is what the Lord's judgment looks like, then we have to realize what the Lord's judgment is and its call to repentance. We'll be back on Monday. Have a blessed weekend. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.